It's amazing what God can do with a person who's willing to simply do what God asks. Few have shown that to be true as much as Billy Graham.
You know, whether you want to admit it or not, he'd never say it, but he's a superstar, really. I mean, there's a lot of people who, if you interview people, and who do you most admire in the world of everybody, from Mandela to whoever, you know, Billy's always at the top.
Make the connection. Study the word of God and find the way into His love. And take the time to read, for Jesus took the time to bleed for our sins. Whoa.
Marty McFly was given some very good advice by Dr. Emmett Brown in the movie Back to the Future, when he was told, "You can accomplish anything if you set your mind to it." Someone must have given Billy Graham that same advice, because once he set his mind to sharing the good news of the gospel with as many people as possible, he has accomplished more in the pursuit of that task than just about anyone else in history. Well, today in The Connection, we'll continue looking at the life and ministry of Billy Graham, just as he is, in part 3 of our radio special, as Skip Heitzig takes some time with us to commemorate and honor this amazing and humble person. But before we get started, we have a suggestion for your devotional life in the coming year.
So, you've been a Christian for a while. You've settled into a spiritual routine, and that's good. But don't let it become a grind. Keep it fresh and keep it real. There's a new resource from Skip Heitzig in The Connection that's designed for your busy lifestyle. It's a devo called The Daily God Book. Here's the deal. The Daily God Book will guide you through the entire Bible in just a year in a new and challenging way. You'll explore unique insights, points to ponder, and most importantly, you'll have a convenient system laid out for you to make reading through the Bible an easy part of everyday life. Get your copy of The Daily God Book for just $15 when you call 1-800-922-1888 or when you visit connectionradio.org. 1 year from now, you can look back and you'll have gone through the Bible with The Daily God Book by Skip Heitzig. Order now and grow daily. Just call 1-800-922-1888 or visit connectionradio.org.
And be sure to look for more great books and resources designed to bring you closer to God in the year ahead on our website, connectionradio.org. And now, stay tuned for more of this Connection Radio special, Just As He Is.
And make the connection.
Let's pick back up in part 3 of our radio tribute to Billy Graham and hear from people closest to Billy, friends and family that have been mentored and moved by the heart of this man of God.
This is Just As He Is, a radio tribute to Billy Graham. Here's our host, Skip Heitzig.
There was a time when I was invited to teach at the Billy Graham Training Center. It was The Cove in North Carolina. The first time I went, I was asked to go along with Dr. Roy Gustafson. He was the main speaker, and Greg Laurie and myself were invited to accompany him. And the Cove really wasn't developed to what it is today. It was more in its beginning stages, but how excited I was to be a part of it. On one of those speaking engagements, I remember having a near panic attack when I heard that Dr. Billy Graham himself planned to attend. Now, I found this out when Franklin invited me to his parents' house, and we had dinner, and we were just discussing about life and different crusades, and I was asking him about the different presidents he had known, and he said, well, I plan to come tonight to hear you speak. Now, when Billy Graham told me that he planned to come and hear me speak, it's like I'm thinking inside, please, Lord, don't let that happen. Because, well, it's intimidating. This is the world's greatest evangelist. And my topic that night was, you guessed it, evangelism. So I'm going to talk about evangelism while in the room is the world's most successful evangelist, Dr. Billy Graham. What am I going to tell him about evangelism? He knows it all. Well, long and short of it, it went very well. And afterwards, he was very gracious. He was very encouraging to me. I was with him on the elevator, and he just said, "That was so good, and I appreciate the way you shared it, and you're a great preacher." And he just went on. He was always very personal and very encouraging.
Here's a story from author Joel C. Rosenberg about what happened to him at a crusade.
We were coming into Silver Stadium in Rochester, and all the crowds were filling in, and it was kind of amazing. I had never been to a Billy Graham crusade before. And suddenly, and completely out of context, I heard a voice saying, "Wouldn't it be nice to be going out with this girl?" And I thought it was the two guys that were friends of mine talking about this girl, Lynn, who was walking with us. And I was just stunned and mortified, and I looked over to them saying, about to say, "What are you doing?" And they were completely engrossed in conversation. And then I turned to this girl, Lynn, and she was looking off at the crowd, hadn't said anything. And I looked all around, nobody had said anything. So that was a little perplexing. Now, we went up to the stand, and let me just freeze frame the conversation here for a second to say, years later, I was getting the opportunity to speak at the Billy Graham headquarters in North Carolina, and I'm telling them the story, and I said, "You know, I'm sure that Dr. Graham really preached the gospel powerfully that night. I'm sure that hundreds came forward and gave their lives to Christ. I'm sure that, you know, the choir did an incredible rendition of Just As I Am. I don't remember any of it. All I remember is thinking the whole night, yes, it would be nice to be going out with this girl." And eventually, and not that long after, Lynn and I began dating and got engaged and been married for 20 years. So in addition to my love for Dr. Graham for his bold proclamation of the gospel, I have also picked up a wife that night, unbeknownst to me. So I'm very, very grateful to him and just appreciate him and his entire family.
The penetrating X-ray eyes of God penetrate to the very depths of your being, and he sees your heart, and he knows all about you. God looks upon the heart. We judge a man by outward appearance, but God judges a man by inward appearance. The thoughts, the motives, the intents of the heart is how God judges a man. He doesn't judge just your overt action. He sees the thought that prompted the action. He judges the motives and the thoughts of the heart.
Music has played a vital role in the Graham Crusades.
Well, Billy, first and foremost, has been a good friend. You know, for some reason, we hit it off a long time ago. I think one of the very first crusades that I did, I was playing for Amy Grant, and I think that we were playing "How Majestic Is Your Name," and I was stomping my foot, and he got a big kick out of that for some reason, because I have to stomp my foot to sort of keep time. But he brought that up several times, and then obviously just doing the crusades over the years, and then especially when I did Youth Night, the very first Youth Night in Cleveland, Ohio, was monumental. And was such a risk for Billy to take, and made everybody a little nervous. But the response that night and the tears that were shed by so many of us, something solidified that night between us. And maybe because he's had five kids and I've got five kids. And honestly, I think I win favor with a lot of people because of my wife. And so he fell in love with Debbie, and so did Ruth. And it's been a great friendship. I've never seen his temperament really go up and down. He's just kind of steady, you know. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. He's always encouraging, you know. I think this whole, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, he'd never say it, but he's a superstar, really. I mean, there's a lot of people who, if you interview people, and who do you most admire in the world of everybody, from Mandela to whoever, you know, Billy's always at the top. Billy and I did talk about the music, and, you know, obviously shared with me that there were those who were concerned and not sure it was the right move. But, you know, Billy did it because he felt like, you know what, I think he had such a huge heart for the kids and the next generation. And I think he knew wholeheartedly in his heart that if he did make a change and really try to kind of get on their turf or speak their language, that he feels like that would be one of his biggest mistakes if he didn't go after the kids. And so thus Youth Night began in Cleveland. And I think when we saw the response and saw that stadium full of kids, and I believe 10,000 kids, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's around that that came forward. It was, never forget it, ever.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Vonette Bright, wife of Bill Bright, tells this story of the Dallas Crusade. In its time, a very aggressive outreach.
The Cotton Bowl in Dallas, and we planned to seat 100,000 people there. And only, I think it was 82,000 people. The paper said only 82,000 people came. Well, it was the largest conference ever, for a week-long conference ever to take place, as far as we knew, anywhere in the world, but certainly in the United States. Billy came and was with us during that time. It was a real turning point, I think, in certainly in our ministry and in reaching out to the whole country for students. We finished the last day. We had 250,000 come. The Expo 72, the city of Dallas opened their homes. They kept students in their homes. They kept staff in their homes. And it was a miracle how we were able to house all of those folks in Dallas for that week.
Ricky Skaggs is a country singer and songwriter who has brought his music to many Billy Graham events. And he has these words about the experience.
Well, for me, when I think and hear the name Billy Graham, I first think of, well done, good and faithful servant. I mean, he is going to hear that. If anybody in this whole world has ever heard those words, Billy Graham will hear those words from the Lord. He will absolutely hear that. Well done, Billy Graham. Come on and enter into my rest. You know, I mean, that's just the most wonderful thing to think of. When I think of his name, I think of man of integrity. Here's a man that has not only preached the gospel, he's walked the gospel, he's spoken the gospel, he's lived the gospel. He has been above reproach. Any man that has had the call of God on his life like he has, to be able to have around him solid men, it's incredible to see that nucleus of people that has been with him. Of course, Bev Shea, been there for so long, 60 years now plus. He exemplifies, you know, the name Christian has really, in the last few years, I guess, in this society, has really gotten a bad name. You know, I mean, just, oh, you're a Christian, huh? So are you like those people, or are you like these people? You know, because in my field, I'm in the secular music business. I play country and bluegrass music, and so I'm not a Christian artist, but I am an artist that's a Christian. But I tell people I'm a follower of Christ, and really, that's what Dr. Graham is. He is a follower of Christ. He is a friend of heaven. I got to thinking about what I would say about him today, and I thought, you know, he is heaven's friend, someone that that the angels in heaven will want to meet as much as all the apostles and all of the men and women of God that have come before him. They're going to want to meet him. And, of course, he's going to want to meet all of them. You know, he's preached about them all of his life.
Princes and paupers, sons and daughters, kneel at the throne of grace. Losers and winners, saints and sinners, one day we'll see his face, and we all bow down. Kings will surrender their crowns and worship Jesus, for he is the love, unfailing love. He is the love of God. Summer and winter, mountains and the rivers, whisper the Savior's name.
awesome and holy, a friend to the lonely. Forever his love will reign, and we all bow down. Kings will surrender their crowns and worship Jesus, for he is the love, unfailing.
Come a time that I'm not going to be able to, you know, drive up that old hill to Black Mountain and up to Montreat and see Dr. Graham. So I want to take as, you know, as much advantage of it as I can. Bev Shea is on my newest record, Mosaic. He was 101, and I wanted him to sing on my record because I wanted to honor him in front of all my people that know me that may not know who he is, but I wanted to honor him and give him a place of honor on the record. And so we drove over and had a couple of guitars and a recording device, and we recorded him singing "I'd Rather Have Jesus" right there in his living room, sitting in his easy chair, and Carlene made coffee for all of us, and it was a wonderful, God ordained time to get to honor him, and then we've come back to see Dr. Graham, you know, a few times since then, so. The Grahams are a class act, or a great family and a godly family, and I'm just so thankful to get to know them and to get to serve Dr. Graham the years that I've got to.
And sometimes the church is strangely silent about all of those things the Bible has to say about the end of the age, or the end of the world, or the end of God's present plan for the human race. But the ultimate end, we do know, it's either heaven or it's hell.
Well, thanks for joining us for this third part of our tribute to Billy Graham, Just As He Is, hosted by Skip Heitzig. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. We still have more to cover as we explore the life of one of the most influential individuals this world has ever seen. The entire two-hour tribute to Billy Graham is available to listen to right now at our website, connectionradio.org, and we hope you're able to surf on over and take in the full 2 hours at some point this holiday season. And as we end our time today, we just wanted to remind you that it's your support that makes these daily times in God's Word possible. The Connection simply wouldn't exist without your help, and it couldn't continue the work of Billy Graham with our own global outreaches without that help. So whether you join the Global Connectors and help support us on a monthly basis, or can just share a one-time gift here as the year closes, just know that that's what keeps this ministry going. Find out how you can support The Connection when you visit connectionradio.org or when you call us at 1-800-922-1888. I also wanted to remind you that if you'd like to go back and listen to some of the past messages we've shared from Skip this year, you'll find a whole library of his teachings when you visit connectionradio.org/library. It's a great way to get caught up in the past before we press on into the future of 2011.
And make the connection.
Continue with the final episode of his radio special, Just As He Is, a tribute to Billy Graham, next time. So join us as we learn more about the background of this fascinating man here on The Connection, a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.